Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A week that started out well for the Trump administration isn't ending quite so well.
I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions made that announcement yesterday, less than 24 hours after the Washington Post broke the news that he had not disclosed two meetings he had during the 2016 presidential campaign with Russia's ambassador to the U.S.
Joining us now for our weekly political roundtable, Kay Henderson, news director at Radio Iowa. Hi, Kay.
Greetings from Des Moines.
Great to have you. And Domenico Montanaro in Washington, lead politics editor at NPR. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there.
And Domenico, where are we with this whole thing with Sessions, you know, recusing himself right after Donald Trump came out and said he had total confidence in him?
Well, this certainly moved the story forward at the very least. And Democrats are, though not completely satisfied at this point, as you can imagine. There are three things that that we heard Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, ask for. One was this potential recusal, which they did get, that if that didn't happen, was asking to used as a stick, I think, the potential to bring back the law that wound up bringing in an independent counsel during the Clinton years, which wound up lapsing in 1999. And he still wants an independent investigation by the Inspector General at the Department of Justice, which we don't have any indication has started at this point. And Sessions wound up filing, or says he will file, an amendment to his testimony to then say, which legally is important to say, that he should have mentioned that he'd met with the Russian ambassador twice.
Kay, to you, the White House is calling the criticism and firestorm around Sessions a witch hunt. How is all this playing out in Iowa?
Well, interestingly enough, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the Republican who heads the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that's the committee that oversaw Sessions' confirmation. Grassley is calling it nonsense for people to be calling for Sessions' resignation. However, Grassley says he did talk with Sessions yesterday afternoon before the announcement, and Grassley said his advice to Sessions was that he remove himself from the Russia investigation. Also, Grassley says Sessions plans to send a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and this is the word Grassley used, to clarify his testimony during the confirmation hearing.
But tell me a little bit from what you're hearing people on the ground in Iowa. Is it getting as much attention as it is in Washington and on the coast?
Short answer, no, it is not. You have people oftentimes making jokes about their communication with Russia just in an offhand way, but this did not dominate discussion at the Iowa State House this week, for example.
And Domenico, we have an alert, which is that we've got a tweet from President Trump today. He's back tweeting. And this one, he says, we should start an immediate investigation into Senator Schumer and his ties to Russia and Putin, a total hypocrite. And he's got an old picture of Chuck Schumer, looks like having either a bagel or a donut with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and that's been a conservative meme that's been going around for the week. You know, it's sort of the same kind of immature thing that's been happening within the entire campaign, whether it's right or left. You have people automatically just going to, you know, I know you are, but what am I, as opposed to, you know, talking about allegations more seriously than that. And they are serious, as opposed to someone having a photo op or a Democrat having met with. That's not the point here. You know, the point is, you know, you have Donald Trump and the way that his approach to Russia, what it is, what it means, and also whether or not people lied. I mean, you know, Sessions was asked about this under oath and said something different. You know, you have this go on, and these are important subject matters that, you know, people want to try to make light of when it comes to politics.
Well, and speaking of I know you are, but what am I? There's news that Vice President Mike Pence used a private AOL email account while he was governor of Indiana to conduct state business, including about security issues, and that at one point the account was hacked. Now, it is legal for elected officials to use private email in Indiana, but you know, this was the big thing throughout the whole campaign. Pence, Trump, everybody on the Republican side going after Hillary Clinton for using private email, okay?
Well, I think no one who covers politics and is around politicians is surprised that they use electronic communication and that they try to use private email to get around a freedom of information request that would reveal any communication they make through an email server on, you know, a government-owned account. Honestly, some of the things I've heard is the biggest surprise about this was that it was an AOL account.
You know, and I would just say, you know, this is not quite what Hillary Clinton did. You know, this isn't setting up a private personal server in your house basement. You know, this is more along the lines of what Colin Powell did in using a private email. And there are lots of people who do this. You're not technically federally supposed to use a private email to conduct government business. But as far as the state of Indiana goes, it was legal. So I think that that distinction does need to be made.
Well, before all this, Trump was having a pretty good week, Domenico. His address before a joint session of Congress Tuesday night got pretty positive reviews, and he struck a, you know, a different tone, a softer tone than he did in his inaugural address. Let's take a listen.
From now on, America will be empowered by our aspirations, not burdened by our fears, inspired by the future, not bound by failures of the past, and guided by a vision, not blinded by our doubts.
Domenico, do you think the session's news will sort of derail the Trump administration's attempt to have this sort of be the week of the pivot where he becomes President Trump and really takes a presidential stand?
Well, I mean, it was less than 24 hours that you had the positive reviews of that speech dominate a news cycle. There is no pivot. I think we need to stop using that word. He's done this many times throughout the campaign where there was controversy and chaos. He delivered something of a reset, dangled the keys a little bit, held a shiny metal object out there, and people thought, oh, maybe he'll be serious. Maybe he'll color within the lines. That's not what Donald Trump does. And he explained that during the campaign that, you know, he can be presidential. He'll be so presidential, you'll be bored, he said in April of 2016. We know how that played out. We know that he didn't stick to that. And he said, don't expect me to take the high road. This was in reference to Marco Rubio. When people attack me, I'm going to attack back, and that's what I'm going to do for the country too. So everybody who thinks that he's somehow going to pivot, I think he's not going to. I think it was an important speech for the people that want to support him to see that he can be within the lines if needed. But again, by the end of the week here, he's already back to grievance tweeting.
Well, Kay, how are people feeling about that where you are in Des Moines? I mean, do they like the Trump that showed up earlier this week in the congressional address, or do they like the Trump that sent out this tweet about Senator Schumer?
People who like Donald Trump like every incarnation of Donald Trump. I think since January 20th, everything has sort of been about optics and passion. Here in Des Moines, on the day of the so-called Women's March, there were an alleged 26,000 people who gathered around the Iowa State House to express their passion. What's interesting is this weekend there are pro-Trump rallies scheduled in Iowa in the four largest cities in the state, and it will be interesting to see the turnout and the passion that those folks on the ground may exhibit in terms of their feelings for the direction that their new president is taking the country.
Kay, the president also talked in the speech about repealing and replacing Obamacare, although it's still pretty unclear what that replacement will look like.
Right.
How are folks in the Midwest viewing that prospect of repealing Obamacare right now and replacing it with a still unknown version?
Well, it's interesting. Governor Terry Branstad was, like many of the nation's governors, in Washington, D.C. earlier this week, meeting privately with Trump administration officials to discuss specifically the Medicaid expansion part of that. Iowa is among the states which accepted federal money to expand Medicaid to cover, in our case in Iowa, more than 100,000 additional people. So I think that is the focus of a lot of the policy heads in Iowa in terms of whether this is a talking point, in the coffee shops and sale barns at Iowa. It really isn't. People are, frankly, more interested in college basketball these days.
Well, and March Madness coming up.
Me exactly. too.
Yeah. Well, Domenico, just finally to you, though, you got to tell us about what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday, a really strange scene with Democrats and even a Republican Senator, Rand Paul, trying to find the House Republicans' Obamacare bill that is still being kept in secret at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a stunt. You know, I mean, they're trying to – they figured out that it was behind a closed door and, you know, Rand Paul made a point to say he wasn't allowed to see it
right.
and decided to take a photo op by that door. And it became something that, you know, he can use as public relations. So that's what he wound up doing. But I'm with Kay. More interested in March Madness as Selection Sunday gets closer.
We'll see whether we find out who wins the NCAA tournament or what is in the Obamacare repeal and replace bill first. We shall see. Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor at NPR, and Kay Henderson, news director at Radio Iowa. Thanks to both of you.
Yeah, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.